Okay, we're on the Mishnah, Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Kol Hayom, Kasher the Kriyas Megillah. All day long is Kasher for the following mitzvahs. We're going to go through mitzvahs that are Kasher all day long. Kol Hayom Kasher the Kriyas Megillah, Ula Kriyas Halel, saying Halel, Ula Tzkiyas Shofar, Ula Netilas Lulav, blowing Shofar, taking Lulav, the Tfilas Hamusafin, davening Musaf. Although that's only b'di'evad, the chachila has to be before the seventh hour. One who pushes off beyond that is called a posheya, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Ula musafin, the korban musaf also can be done all day. Ula vidui ha-parim. Rashi says, a vidui ha-parim. Par helem darvash al tzibar. Upar koi mashiach shemisvadin alav chay shehevi uhu alav. There are certain korbanos that are brought. If the Bez and Paskin and something's mutter, and then it turns out that it was really a very chomer avera, so they have to bring a par helam davar shal tzibor, or par koin mashiach, if the koin gadol violates a very serious avera, so the vidui done on the par, the alchit shechatosi, that can be done all day. First Rashi we skipped is important. Kol yom kosher v'yaf agad dekayim lan zrizim makdimin lemitzvos dechsi v'yashkim avram baboker, even though we hold zrizim makdimin, Avram got up early to do his mitzvahs. Afil hachi kosher kol hayom. Here it's talking about b'di'evet is kosher all day. This man is all day, and the earlier the better. Ula vidui meiser. Vidui meiser, we'll discuss in a minute. The Erev Pesach, year 4, I believe, in year 7. He has to get rid of all the trumas and maises, everything that he has in his house, that he hasn't given yet to the Kohen, the Levi, he has to get rid of it and say this vidui maiser. And he has to say this confession. The last day of Pesach in the fourth year and the seventh year. Fourth year and the seventh year, next year Shemitah year. So they have to get rid of everything by Pesach and make this recitation. Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I've gotten rid of everything, I've given it to the Kohen Levi, everything I was supposed to do, I've done. Ula vidui Yom HaKippurim, the vidui of Yom Kippur, the smicha, when you bring a karban, so we've already discussed, you have to do smicha on the animal, put your hands on the animal, that can be done all day, the shchita, shechting the animal, can be done all day, the tnufa, tnufa is the waving around of certain karbanos, that also can be done all day. The hagosha, Lagosha is bringing the kli that has in it the korban mincha to the mizbeach. Lekmitza is when the kohen takes with his fingers out from the mincha and he puts it on the mizbeach. Ule haktara, burning it on the mizbeach. Lemalika, taking the thumbnail and pinching off the back of the korban bird korban. We're not shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. Malika, the coin takes the thumbnail, which he grows long, and he jabs it into the back of the bird, and that's how they kill the bird in the Beis HaMikdash for the bird korbanos. Ule Kabbalah, that's Kabbalah Sadam. Ule Hazoya, sprinkling the dam on the Mizbeach. All of these mitzvahs are things that can be done kol hayom. Lashkaya sota, giving the sota to drink. La rifa sa egla, they find a mace. Person died in between two cities, and they measure which city is closer to. Then the chachamim come, the zakenim come. First they take an egla rufa and they bang off his head of this calf, and they wash their hands over the calf. Yadenu lo shofchu as adam hazeh, and they have this recitation that we're not responsible for the death of this individual. So that can be done all day. Ula tara sa metzora, the purification of the metzora. After his nega goes away, so he has to bring the two birds and all the stuff that he brings, all that's done all day. So all these mitzvahs can be kosher kol hayom. Again, Rashi says zrizim makdimin, but they're kosher kol hayom. Kol halayla kosher leksiras haomer with a hekter chalavim ve'evarim. And at night, the whole night is kosher for ksiras haomer, cutting the omer that's going to be brought as a korban omer on the second day of Pesach. Ulehekter chalavim ve'ivarim, burning the leftover limbs and fats of the korbanos. Zakal, this is the rule. Davar shemitzasa bayom, kosher kol hayom. Something that's a mitzvah to do bayom, it's kosher all day long. Davar shemitzasa balayla, kosher kol halayla. Now the Gemara is going to go through each one of these things and tell us the source that these things must be done by yom. Minala. The Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, V'hayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. These days will be mentioned and will be performed and fulfilled. That's the reference to the Megillah. The Kriyas the Megillah by yom. That's very interesting. Here you have, in Maseches Megillah, a Mishnah that talks about mitzvahs that are done by day and by night. Yet we don't see Mikra Megillah balayla. So there are those that want to say, based on this, that there's a difference between the Kriyas, that could be that during the times of the Mishnah they did not have a Kriyas and Megillah at night at all. And there's a difference, even Bazman Azeh, between Megillah reading by day and Megillah reading by night. The Ikar Megillah reading is by day, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. It's from the Nevi'im, it's like a Takana from Mordechai and Esther. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, it has the status of a Daraisa. The Mechaber writes in Hilchos Purim, Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami. It's like a Daraisa. And the reading at night, Megillah at night, is only Midrabanan. So, regarding Sfeikos and the like, there's a difference between the daytime and the nighttime reading. Okay. Continuing on to the Gemara, that's explaining the sources for all the things here in the Mishnah. The Kriya is Hahalel. Tichsir mi mizrach shemesh ad mivo'o. From the time the sun rises till it sets. That's the time for Hallel. Rabbi Yossi says, Ze hayom, asa Hashem. Ikar is hayom. Has to be done by yom. Nitilas lulav, dechsiv lachtachtem, ulekachtem lachem bayom harishon. So lulav is bayom, the tkeshofer, dechsiv yom trua yelachem, ulemusafin, dechsiv dvayom biyomo, uletfilas amusafin, kimusafin shavyo rabbanon, because the rabbanon instituted the tfilas musaf after the karba musaf, and the karba musaf has a pasuk that tells us yom. Levidui parim, how do we know the vidui parim on the parim par helam davar shel tzibur when the congregation sins, or par kohen mashiach when the kohen gadol sins, that the vidui done on that par is done by yom? Diyalef kapara kaparam yom kippurim. We learn how to exer shava from yom kippur. Titanya gab yom kippurim v'chiper ba'ado v'abeso. But kaparas dvarim akosim v'davar. It's talking about kaparas dvarim. He has to do vidui. The kapara b'yamamahu. And the kapara is done by yom. How do you know? Dechse b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Bayom. So we see that Yom Kippur is Bayom Hazeh, Tafka the Yom, and we have Gzer Shava that connects the Vidui done on the Parim to the Vidui done on Yom Kippur. Okay, Rashi says, Kaparas Devarim of Yom Kippur here is Vidui, first Rashi in the Gemara. The vidui, ma'aser dechsiv, amarti lefnei Hashem lakecha, bi'arti hakodesh min habayis. That's what he has to say. I got rid of all the kodesh, the truma gave to the kohen, and the ma'aser rishon gave to the levi, the ma'aser ani gave to the ani, all the everything. He took care of everything properly. And for samichle, the pasuk says, hayom hazeh Hashem lakecha mitavcho, hayom. So it has to be done by yom. Lesmicho, the shchita dechsiv, v'samach v'shachat, uksiva b'shchita biyom zivchachem. So we see yom for Shchita, and Smicha is Hekesh to Shchita. Uletznufa dechsir b'yom anivchem es ha'omer, when you're waving around the omer, b'yom, says b'yom, ulehagasha dechsir, the iskish the tznufa, the hagasha is connected to the tznufa. Tznufa is the way waving around, and the hagasha is the bringing it to the Mizbeach, bringing the Korban Mincha to Mizbeach to be makriv. So the tnufa, this is b'yom erivchem es haomer. Ulagasha, the iskish the tnufa. The hagasha is compared to the tnufa. Dichziv lo kach hakoyim yed haisha et minchas haknaos vehenif vehikriv. And he does tnufa. He waves it around and then he's makriv it. So we see b'yom hanivchem es haomer. The tnufa is b'yom. Hagasha is connected to the tnufa, as we see over here. Ula malika, ula kmita, ula aktara, ula hazaya, the pinching off the neck of the korban, the bird korban, and the kmita, where the kohen takes in his hands part of the korban mincha to sacrifice it, ula haktara, the putting it on the mizbeach to burn it, ula hazaya, sprinkling on the mizbeach, the chsiv, biyom, tzavsoas b'nei Yisrael. But all these things it says, bayom. Okay, Lashkaya Sota. They give the sota to drink only by Yom, Asya Torah Torah. We have Xerashava Torah Torah. Ksiv Hacha Va'asalasakoin as Kala Torah Hazos. Ksiv Hosama Pia Torah Sheirucha Valamishpat. So, Torah by the sota and Torah by Mishpat. Ma Mishpat by Yom, Afkan by Yom. Just like Mishpat is by Yom, Bezin only sits by day, not by night. So too, the Ashkoya Sota, which is Hukash to Mishpat, is only by Yom. La Rifa Sa'egla, Amid Reb Yanai, Kapar, Ksiv Baki Kachim. It's compared to Kachim. All of Kachim we see is by Yom. So the Arifa Sa'egla, when they find the dead man outside the city, they don't know who killed him. They chop off the head of the calf. And it says over there, Kapara, just like Kachim, so it has to be done by Yom. Tarasa Metzorah, Dichsiv Zos, Tia Tarasa Metzorah, Biyom Tarasa. When the Negev goes away, he brings the two birds. You know why the Metzorah brings two birds? Dafka? Because just like birds, chirp, 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 the Metzorah did too much chirping in speaking his Lashon Hara. Kola Laila, Kosher, Lexira, Saomer. Continuing in the Mishnah, and the Sfira Saomer is by night, and the bringing of the Korban Omer is Dafka by Yom. They burn the leftover fat and limbs on the Mizbeach at night.